It's about 6:15 on Friday, June something, 13th, is it? Yeah, Friday the 13th. Day 28, 4 weeks down, a little over three to go, I hope. Although, I'd not be sorry if I could finish tonight. Today has been a bit of a grind. I set myself a fairly ambitious task of 380 kilometres from Fortescue River Roadhouse, where I stayed last night, to Manilia Roadhouse, which is still about 65 kilometres in front of me. But I always knew that it'd only be feasible if the wind and terrain were in my favour, and unfortunately neither was in my favour. I had headwinds most of the day, not really strong headwinds, just slight headwinds, moderate headwinds I guess you'd say, and a lot of long, slow climbs made harder by the headwinds. So many times today I've been pressed to keep the speed up to around 20 kilometres an hour, which is pretty low, and not surprisingly I'm a fair way behind, so I've done probably 320 kilometres to this time, this point in time. Out to my right, the last rays of the sun are just turning the sky orange. There's a fairly bright half moon above, so it'll be light for a while yet. I'm riding through the southern Pilbara. I don't know, might even say I'm out of the Pilbara now. I've been riding through the Pilbara region all day. The Pilbara is very old sort of hill country. I think there's the oldest rocks in the world have been found in the Pilbara. It's where they're digging out a lot of the iron ore, but there's also a lot of very old eroded mesas and rocky outcrops and hills that look like they've just been worn away over time. A lot of red soil, bright red rocks, fairly thin ground cover, not many trees in the northern part. It has been very pretty scenery all day, I can't complain about that. Just complain about being tired and wanting to stop, and have had enough of this whole thing. I stopped at Nanutara Roadhouse, which is the only place I've been through today, at around 9 o'clock this morning. I left Fortescue River Roadhouse, where I stayed last night, at about 12:45 a.m. I only had about 4 hours sleep, so I've not been feeling too bright all day anyway. Managed to keep myself awake through the dark hours before dawn, and then had a really nice dawn over the Pilbara and all those rocky outcrops and low mountains I was talking about. Nanutara, stopped, had breakfast, then decided that I wasn't going to make it to Manilia, where I had booked a room. I gave them a call and told them not to hold the room, and bought enough food to see me through the whole day and hopefully through to Carnarvon tomorrow morning. Carnarvon's about another 150 kilometres I think past Manilia Roadhouse, so that puts it about 210 kilometres from where I am now. Carnarvon's a reasonably large town. First one I'll have seen since Headland, Port Headland. So I'll get some breakfast there, and then my target for tomorrow was Warramel Homestead, which is a little bit past that. So depending on how much I sleep tonight, I've got my one-man tent with no pegs. Yesterday I mailed back some of my camping gear, including my sleeping mat, to save some weight from Roeburn, so I'll be sleeping rough tonight. But my intention is probably just to sleep for an hour or two and keep moving, and that way get to Warramel Homestead early afternoon and have a good break before I start pedaling again. This is probably the third day I've attempted to make up some of the ground I'm behind, and the third time I've failed, so I'm getting a little despondent about that. But given that most of my target days were over 300 kilometres during this stretch, and if conditions are against you, that's a challenge. I'm not being too hard on myself. I've got some shorter days coming up, although they probably involve more hills, but I'll just have to make a bigger effort on some of those days. Somewhere before this next roadhouse, there might be, which is going to be closed when I get there, it closes at 8 o'clock, I think there's a picnic area, so I'll stop there and have a couple of sandwiches and might even have a sleep for an hour before I continue on, depending on what's there. I'm not sleepy at the moment, I'm just dog tired, had enough of this, want to go home, want to stop riding. I like the countryside and I like the scenery, I like the friendliness of the people in the roadhouses. The last roadhouse, the lady insisted on giving me extra brownies and reducing the price of the sandwiches that I bought, filling my water bottle and all that sort of stuff. So that side of it's fun, but the pressure of all these kilometres every day and the pressure I'm putting on myself because I'm still that day behind where I want to be is taking the edge off the whole thing. I've just got this feeling in the back of my mind, if I could just get up to that, get that day back, then I could just enjoy the rest of the trip. I don't know whether that'd be the case or not, but I guess we'll find out. Okay, as the sun sets over the treeless or almost treeless scrubby plain on both sides, very remote area this, I'll sign off. That's it.